Welcome to www.tornadoroofing.com. As we all know, the most important function of a roof is keeping us dry as well as protect us from inclement weather. That is why it is imperative that we do not only choose the best roofing material for our homes and businesses, but professional roofers must also be considered for the job too. Investing in the finest roofing material and roofer can assure you that your roof will surely last for many years. In search for qualified roofers, make sure that your roofing contractor can give you a good advice about the products that will be used and the procedures that they will follow, as it may be new to you. It is crucial that you trust your contractor. This, of course, will make everything easy for the both of you. You rely on them and they value your decision. The key here is to find the right professional roofer for the job. Choosing a contractor should not be based on their estimates and prices alone. Do not base your decision on the lowest bidder, think wisely. There are a lot of roofers out there who offers a competitive rate, yet the project is of high quality and something that you can certainly be proud of. First off, ask for the full name and address of the company. Established roofing companies usually have long-term company address as well as office phone numbers. Remember that a trustworthy company will be more than willing to send you their information and possibly their company registration numbers, or tax identification number. Next, professional roofers possess an intensive knowledge about the roofing industry as it is their field of specialty. They should be able to guide you through choosing the most appropriate roof structure within your financial budget that is well suited for your home. Third, you can base their professionalism from the various roofing association they may be part of. In connection to this, roofing companies who are members of these groups are certified from different training institutions. Ask your potential roofer for proof of membership or certifications. Fourth, any professional roofers have insurance coverage and safe practices. Check for verification of insurance coverage, as this can greatly benefit you too, while at the same time take care of the workers' compensation and general liability. Then you may ask for a written proposal. The proposal will help you make your mind up from the many probable roofers that you are choosing from. Read it carefully so that you can figure out who you can partner with in this project. And finally, before you actually decide who to choose, ask for the company's license. Several states or countries require that all roofing contractors must have a license together with other documents. This may include confirmation of bonding, address, and telephone number. There are a lot of roofers to select from, and deciding on whom to choose can be taxing, so choose someone who can give you an assurance of only the best quality work. Having a home is considered to be one of the greatest achievements and investments you'll have. For sure, you want all the best, from the structure to the designs and other necessary details. To start off a home is to ensure a quality made roofing. To start this, you'll need to hire an expert. How to choose a good roofing company is most often the dilemma of people who are planning to build a home. Here are some tips on how to find a good roofing company you can entrust the foundation of your house with. 1. Ask for referrals. First thing is to find a qualified good roofing company by asking friends, other family members, or other acquaintances that had their roof done recently. They can actually refer you to good ones and spare you from a disappointing output. Ask details that are necessary, like the cost and the potential problems to face. You have to be distinct on how the company can handle complaints. After you get referrals, you need to evaluate each roofer individually. 2. Confirm. You can also check out sites that can suggest good roofers in your area. In this website, you will be able to check out pertinent details about the roofing company. You will be able to check on their quality of work, feedback, and credentials of their people. You can check through this site as the company has insurance and proper license to work in your area. 3. Assure safety. In talking to different companies, you have to be sure that the insurance of the contractor is valid. Do not listen when they tell you that they can sign the contract at their own expense. Be protective of yourself and your home by getting insurance certificates from the company and calling the firm to confirm their membership. 4. Ask the expert. Look also for some experts in home renovations that can help you in choosing your contractor because they can already eye a good contractor for your roofing. You can find these people often by asking real estate brokers. It is not easy to start your own home. You need to be keen with every detail. How to find a good roofing company should be a priority. You should be aware of how they do things and how they manage it. You should get involved with your investment before you totally blow it away. When replacing your home's roof comes to the top of the must-do list, it's important to know how to choose a quality roofing contractor. A new roof represents a major investment in your home, and only a qualified professional should be considered if the job is to be done properly, completed on time, and last a long time. The first consideration when getting quotes from local roofing contractors is to always check that a company has a valid and current license to do business. It's also a good idea to see if the company is a member of any roofing trade associations, the local business chamber, or has had any complaints lodged against it with the Better Business Bureau. How to choose between roofing options? Roofs are just a pitched cover for your home, right? All roofs are basically the same, so you really needn't put much thought into it, right? Wrong. For many laypersons, it comes as a great surprise the vast array of materials and styles that are used in modern home building. Depending on your environment, budget, and personal preferences, it can be difficult to know how to choose between options. Obviously, you'll want to discuss alternatives with your roofing professional, but these tips should serve as a guide to understanding your choices. Climate. The climate in your area should be the most important deciding factor when choosing between options. Certain materials withstand weather better than others. For example, asphalt shingles are a better option than wood chicks in very wet climates. Ultimately, you should discuss which materials are best for your climate with an experienced contractor. Budget. Of course, your budget will limit your options. Slate and metal roofing is attractive and durable, but it's also much more expensive than traditional options such as asphalt or wood shingles. Before you embark on a roofing project, you'll want to be sure that you can afford it. Efficiency. Modern roofs often include a number of energy efficiency features that help to reduce heat loss and subsequently energy costs. Indeed, there are many environmentally sound options today, though they tend to be more expensive than conventional roofing materials. Still, the added expense of green roofs can often be recouped over the lifespan of your roof with respect to the energy efficiency they provide. Not only are heating bills lower because of better insulation, but eco roofs can feature solar panels which further reduce costs. Moreover, many green roofs, such as living roofs, are much more durable than traditional choices. Material. Finally, you'll want to take some time to discuss materials with your contractor. Asphalt roofing is among the most popular, but roofs today can be constructed from myriad materials including wooden shingles, slate, metal, clay and tiles. Asphalt roofs are affordable, durable, and they stand up well to most weather conditions. Similarly, wooden shingles are affordable, though not as durable as asphalt. However, cedar shingles are generally treated to prevent rot and decay, so they're more durable than other wooden varieties. Slate roofs are popular because of their aesthetic and durability, but they're also quite expensive. Metal roofing provides the durability of slate roofs at a fraction of the cost. These roofs make a great option for hurricane areas, but again they are more expensive than asphalt or wooden roofs. Finally, clay or tile roofing is attractive as materials are available in a wide range of colors. Clay or tile roofing is also a great choice for a more affordable alternative to slate. It is important to choose a company backed by years of experience as well as a permanent location which ensures that the company will stand behind any product guarantee in the years ahead. An itinerant roofing company may offer a cheaper price, but once they are gone after the job is finished, there is no guarantee they will even respond to any questions or calls regarding repairs. It is a good rule of thumb to only consider businesses that have a track record in the local area of at least 5 years. Verify that the contractor under consideration for the roofing project has enough liability coverage as well as workers' compensation coverage for their employees. Be sure that the job will be handled by a foreman and employees of the company rather than subcontracted to another unknown firm whose expertise or work quality is either unknown or questionable. Meet with the contractor at your home to inspect the site and ask about the time frame for the roofing project, what warranty is provided, daily work and cleanup procedures, the kinds of products recommended for the roof, what the fees involved cover and how payment is required. Any qualified roofing contractor will be more than happy to provide you with references of past customers who have been satisfied with their work. They can also provide you with the addresses of local roofing projects they have recently worked on so you can see their craftsmanship firsthand rather than just relying on photographs or word of mouth. Never agree to a contract with a roofing contractor without everything spelled out in writing, including the exact work to be done, the agreed upon dates for starting and completing the project, disposal of any created refuse materials, warranties or guarantees on the new roof, as well as payment requirements. All roofers use some sort of ladders, and used properly, these ladders can be a roofer's best friend. Used improperly, they can be a roofer's worst enemy. There are several types of ladders, and the type 1A ladders are the best ones to use. Inspecting the ladder rungs, inspecting the ladder's functions, the ropes, pulleys, and cleaning any tar, oil, or dirt from these rungs should be the number one thing to look for and clean. Never use any ladder that is damaged, throw them out, and never trust homemade ladders. After the end of the day, use ladder safety, never leave ladders unattended, only allow professional roofers to use the ladders, never the homeowners, take down all ladders on the job site and lock them together on the ground overnight. When you climb a ladder, there is a proper way, an amateur way, that is what sets the professional from the amateur. Always keep your face towards the ladder, use both hands, step on one rung at a time, and never slide down a ladder. This is very unprofessional. Make sure your boots, shoes are clean of any oils and dirt and tar. Do not overload ladders, only one roofer at a time please on a ladder for safety's sake. Roofers use many tools. Hammer safety requires eye protection to be worn at all times to protect your eyes. Hit the nails squarely to keep the nails from flying back at you. Throw away damaged hammers. Power nailer safety. These tools should be treated with the utmost respect. Always check your power nailer for correct operation. Operate when in position on the material to be nailed. Never rest the tool against your body. And always, of course, wear safety glasses. Keep this and all tools clean and in working order. Compare the bids of three different companies before making your final selection. Don't agree to make any payments or sign any contracts unless the roofing contractor provides you with a detailed contract spelling out the project and the agreed-upon fees. Please visit our site to www.tornadoroofing.com for more information on roofers near me.